Bernard Kouchner, the UN's chief administrator in Kosovo, ends 18 months as the highest authority in the province today. Kouchner assumed his position in the summer of 1999 after NATO's bombing campaign against Yugoslavia ended Serbian control of Kosovo. He has spent much of his tenure encouraging the ethnic Albanian majority and the Serbian minority to end intercommunal fighting and create a multi-ethnic society. The results have been mixed. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Pristina, Kosovo's capital.
By all accounts, Bernard Kouchner's task wasn't easy, and there was little chance he'd leave Kosovo with friends on all sides of the conflict. Kouchner was charged with restoring a democratic infrastructure to the region and protecting both the Kosovar Serb and Albanian communities. For 10 years, the majority ethnic Albanian population had lived under sometimes harsh Serbian rule. Ethnic Albanians were not extended the same civil rights as Serbian Kosovars during the administration of Slobodan Milosevic. But by the time Kouchner arrived in 1999, the tables had turned. Kosovar Serbs were becoming victims of hostile ethnic Albanians who carried out violent attacks against the minority community. This week, in a televised farewell speech, Kouchner demanded Kosovar Albanians cease vengeance attacks against the Serb minority.
Let me warn you. The image the world has of the people of Kosovo has changed from the spring of 99. In the eyes of the outside world, the victims, in a way, have become the oppressors.
But despite Kouchner's strong language, many Serbs here don't believe that he's done enough to protect their civil rights. Dragan Verlic is a representative for the Serb enclave of Gračanica. Verlic says that Serbs now live in prison-like settings, isolated enclaves throughout Kosovo, and cannot travel safely in ethnic Albanian regions. Kouchner, he adds, has integrated ethnic Albanians into the governing structure of Kosovo, but the Serb minority is largely shut out. Kouchner's main strategy in Kosovo has been to tie democracy building with reconciliation, a policy that some critics have called unrealistic. But Kouchner calls himself a utopian and insists promoting reconciliation is the only way to establish stability in the region.
What can I say? If you want to establish peace, you have to be optimistic.
Most ethnic Albanians, like Skandar Husseini, a key advisor to ethnic Albanian leader Ibrahim Rugova, will be sad to see Kouchner go.
At least he's tried to be a good friend to all Kosovars. And all in all, generally speaking, he's done great. You know, it was a very kind of tricky situation to come dispatch here after a decade-long repressive situation.
During his 18-month tenure, Kouchner managed to organize an election, set up a quasi-judicial system, and negotiate the demilitarization of the militant Albanian Kosovo Liberation Army. This year, more than two-thirds of Kosovo's operating budget will come from the local economy rather than from international aid. And both critics and supporters agree that when his successor, Hans Hakrup, arrives in Pristina Monday, his task will be far less complicated. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.